Jose Hernandez has worked at the Pasco School District for almost 20 years, but he says when he was appointed Director of Transportation in 2012, he dealt with hatred because of his ethnicity.
That first week of employment, there's when I heard the first comment of, I can't believe that we have a effing Mexican as a supervisor.
The complaint states that numerous district employees and supervisors subjected Hernandez to a racially hostile work environment. Jay Free is Hernandez's lawyer. He says over the years, things got worse.
2016, persons had spray-painted hateful graffiti on district buildings. The police investigated that as a hate crime.
Hernandez says it's not just him. He says Latino bus drivers experienced similar situations.
One driver, she was fairly new and in some regard limited English, made a comment on the radio for assistance. And so then the other driver started to make fun of her accent by imitating the way she spoke on the radio. That devastated her. So I reported that.
Free says Hernandez reported this and other incidents over a period of almost 10 years to his supervisors. But he says nothing was effectively addressed.
And rather than taking those concerns seriously, they accused him of placing a intoxicated bus driver back on duty.
Hernandez was removed from his director position and demoted in 2021.
It feels unfair. It feels that I was demoted unjustly. It feels that not all the specifics were truly evaluated appropriately. There was a specific target, a specific goal that they were attempting to do, which was to remove me from my capacity.
In a written statement, the Pasco School District noted its record shows prompt and reasonable responses to all of Hernandez's reports of discrimination. The document also says the district removed Hernandez from his administrative position for permitting a bus driver to continue working despite having a low level of alcohol in his system. But Free says documents prove the opposite.
Documents show that the bus driver tested negative for alcohol and that Mr. Hernandez followed stringent federal and state safety standards in placing the driver back on duty.
Regarding the graffiti, another alleged incident, the district statement says the persons responsible remain unknown, but the district enlisted law enforcement and a third-party investigator to identify and hold the responsibles accountable. The district says measures were implemented in Hernandez's department to improve the climate with demonstrated success. The discrimination case is being heard in U.S. Eastern Washington District Court. I'm Johanna Bejarano reporting.